If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TED Talks from Ada. They're kind of like TED Talks, but shorter, snappier, ADHD friendly, if you will. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our ADHD brains that helps us plan and prioritize, remember what we're doing, following through, or not. So here's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. It's just another way Ada supports adults with ADHD. Let's listen in.
Hello, and welcome to TAD Talks with Ada. I'm Jeff Copper, ADHD and attention coach, coming to you from Tampa, Florida. Ada invited me to share some thoughts about executive function, hence my title, Executive Function, The Devil's in the Detail. In short, executive function is a group of mental processes and cognitive abilities required for goal-directed behavior. I personally like Dr. Barclay's model. Executive function includes self-awareness, emotional self-regulation, self-restraint, visual imagery, nonverbal working memory, and playing with information towards a goal. To really understand what this is like, I often have people do a small attention exercise from what I call attention scope. It's a collection of exercises that I put people in, have them do it so they can begin to understand executive function in a more tangible way. Often I'll ask somebody if they remember in math calculating exponents like 2 to the power 8. So then what I'll say is, can you calculate 3 to the power of 5? Often I get, oh my God, or I'm no good at math. Sometimes they don't even try the exercise. Other times they do and get frustrated. When they do this, I basically say, if you'll notice, you had to multiply 3 times 3, 9 times 3 is 27 times 3. Many people start to get lost here trying to calculate it. As they get lost in trying to multiply 27 times 3, they realize they've lost track of how many times they've multiplied 3 times itself. In the end, I say that's what working memory is. It's actually thinking in your mind towards a goal. But I always pause and go back, did you see that you had an emotional reaction before this exercise? Oh my God, I'm not good at math. That is a reflexive reaction because thinking is difficult. In short, I've come to understand ADHD is really one individual wanting to act on their urge, the urge to feel good, which is the focus issue that most people identify with. But the bigger issue, or the elephant in the room, is thinking. Thinking is impaired for people with ADHD, particularly inside their head. They're as smart as anybody else if they're thinking outside their head. But trying to calculate 3 to the power of 5 inside their head is very, very challenging. Often there's an emotional urge to escape. As we begin to take a look at thinking towards a goal and goal-directed behavior, and we start to really understand executive functioning, we can begin to understand how much of an impairment this is. What I like to do is talk about different types of things and help people realize the devil's in the details. All too often, we don't actually think about the challenges of executive functioning and what's really going on. Often I get people calling me wanting coaching because they struggle with prioritization. One of the things that I've learned over the years as I study prioritization, prioritizing something is the act or the process of deciding relative importance or urgency. It's assigning something. You have a child, you might name it Zach or John. It's just really naming something. The trick, though, is the execution. How do you get a priority done? I've come to realize that to execute anything, there are a number of elements that have to come together. What I have found, people with ADHD don't actually think about these elements that need to come together in order for them to execute anything that's a priority. If we pause here for a second, they don't think about what's required. Often they will schedule a time to do a priority. Let's go back. Again, to execute anything, there's a number of elements that need to come together at the same time. For example, you've got to be in a conducive location. If you need to do something, hypothetically, that requires a computer and you're not where one is, you can't execute the task. You also need sufficient time to execute the tasks. Another thing that you need are needed resources or tools. But the last part is clarity. Let me reiterate, is clarity. One of the things that I have come to realize is there's a huge correlation between uncertainty and avoidance. If you really don't know what to do, you'll have a tendency to avoid it. Conversely, there's a huge correlation between clarity and motivation. too often people come to me saying, I need motivation, I need motivation, I need motivation. I'm like, no, you don't. You actually need clarity. If you have a task that needs to be done that's not boring, which is a challenge for people with ADHD, I've learned the trick is often clarity. So let's see how this really plays out in the normal world. Something I call task Darwinism. You have something that's important. You've assigned some importance. And let's say that you're coming into your computer, and I'm using this because it's often a ubiquitous experience. You sit down to a computer to do maybe a paper or a project or something of some sorts, and you find yourself doing other things, answering other emails, sending other things off. Let's think about what's going on. What I find often is that you're sitting down, and whatever is a priority, there is something that is ambiguous. You're not clear. What you instinctively do is you go do other tasks that are simple. Simple emails where you send an attachment replying really quickly. Understand at that moment that the elements are there. You're in a conducive location, right? You got sufficient time, doesn't take that long. And you've got clarity on what you do. So you end up doing a whole bunch of other things to relieve the pressure. At the end of the day, really what I want to illustrate here is that ADHD is an executive function impairment. Thinking's a challenge. I find too often that people are coming to me saying, I'm having a hard time with prioritization, as opposed to I'm having a hard time resolving ambiguity. Sounds simple. I find that many people with ADHD, they call themselves a procrastinator because they're putting things off that they think they should do. Usually I find there's a legitimate reason. About 80% of the time, the root of it's ambiguity. They don't know what to do. They don't know where something is. They don't know how long something's going to take. Again, if you're going to do anything that you assign a priority to, you actually have to think about those elements to make sure that they all come together at one time in order for you to execute whatever that task is. My focus today really was just to speak briefly about executive function so you begin to understand it. 3 to the power of 5 is thinking inside your head. That's impaired for people with ADHD. Prioritization is an executive function where you identify tasks and you rank order them. In the end of the day, that's actually not that difficult sometimes, because people typically know what's really, really important. What I find their trouble is executing those tasks. And I find the epicenter, the challenge of executing those tasks, it requires thinking. And often the challenge is whatever they're trying to do is ambiguous and they're not trying to resolve that problem. Dr. Thomas Brown has a quote he said years ago that has lingered me. When the need for independent work increases, ADHD productivity decreases. I found that to be true. When the pandemic happened and everybody was sent home from work and school to think inside their head by themselves, my phones lit up like a Christmas tree. People were complaining that I'm not motivated or I have productivity issues. No, it's actually a thinking problem. When you're at work, you interact with people. There's often ways that you can ask questions and you get clarity just in passing. What I hope you've learned today is ADHD is a thinking impairment. Make thinking easier and you'll find that it resolves a lot of the focus issues. One of the core issues is ambiguity. Anytime you have a task, stop. Ask yourself what's hard or what's ambiguous as a means to start to problem solve. I'm glad you could join me today for Atta's TED Talk, Executive Functioning, the Devil's in the Details. I'm Jeff Copper, ADHD and Attention Coach. If you want more information about me or my work with adults, find me online at www.digcoaching.com, where we excavate outcomes daily. You can also email me at jeff@digcoaching.com or call me at 762-ADD-ADHD. In short, 762-233-2343. Thank you for your attention.
Hey, congrats, you did it. Listen to the entire TED Talk. And if you think this is great info, there's even more at the 2022 International ADHD Conference. It's a hybrid conference that happens November 16th through the 19th, live in Dallas, Texas, simulcast on the web as a virtual event. Find out more at ADDA, that's ADD.org, where you can catch ADHD webinars, join peer support groups, and get ADHD classes. It's truly priceless, but membership costs less than $8 a month. Okay, enough of the chatter. We'll see you tomorrow with more executive function information.